Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The Cloward Piven strategy was developed by Richard Cloward and Francis Piven in the 1960s. It outlines a strategy for radical social change by way of abusing the system to the point of destruction.
You know, we were associated with the social work tradition, which said that the programs worked as they were supposed to work. But they didn't work as they were supposed to work. And it was out of that realization, that insight, that we developed the strategy to end poverty, which called for a massive mobilization of social workers and lawyers and organizers to get people the benefits to which they were entitled. We were proposing a kind of movement that demanded what people were already entitled to by law, by regulation, by propaganda.
The primary goal of the Cloward-Piven strategy is to create a political and economic crisis that would destroy capitalism and lead to the implementation of a socialist system with a guaranteed income. The strategy involves enrolling large numbers of people into the welfare system, as many people as it takes to overwhelm and strain the system until it collapses. Everyone enrolled into the welfare system is also used as an army to carry out the destruction of the current system. They are registered to vote and instructed on how to vote. They are organized and mobilized and made to appear as grassroots organizations demanding more from the system. The ideal outcome of the Cloward-Piven strategy is to collapse the current system. According to their theory, this will compel the government to implement a universal basic income, which would then shift the U.S. towards a more socialist system with increased government control over the economy. Everyone is being encouraged to do it. Burn it down is the new sexy ring. In high school, they compare it to the American Revolution.
The Cloward-Piven strategy is a political gambit designed to overwhelm the American government by placing so many demands on the bureaucratic structure that it collapses. It's sort of a shock and awe campaign, a surprise attack on entrenched systems meant to force major changes to the ways that things are handled by the government. It may be messy, but it does harken back to a fundamental ideology of the American Republic. If it ain't fixed, break it.
All of this explains the likes of AOC.
What people like AOC are doing, what the squad is doing, is really very important. Very important. But at the same time, there is this movement which is so big. It's, some people say it's the biggest movement in American history. It's hard to know because it's hard to measure a movement. But it is big, and it is interracial, and it penetrates into every small town. I now am in upstate New York. The town I'm closest to has maybe 2,000 people. You know, we have little demonstrations in front of the post office for Black Lives Matter. And this is Trump country. Nevertheless, there is a Black Lives Matter demonstration. So it's a very potent and important moment in American political development. And we have to make the most of it, because if we don't, we don't know what's going to happen, but it's not going to be good.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
You know, it's funny. The left claims they want to overwhelm the system to break it. And they say, oh, that's like 1776. Well, here's an idea. I don't like the FBI. Why don't we just shut it down? How about we don't collapse the country? How about we identify the problematic bureaucracies and just shut them down. No, they'd rather destroy things. That's what they're into.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
An honor and privilege to be with you here on this Monday, May 22nd, 2023. You know, there's one thing I think we can all agree on. Even, you just heard from Cloward and Piven right there. Is it fair to say that the U.S. government is the primary source of the worst evil on the planet? Is it fair to say that? Is it fair to say that in your experience in this life, that the U.S. government is the most evil entity you've ever encountered? I think that might be fair to say. I think you could probably find people on all political spectrums that would agree with that. But see, the difference is, where do you then distribute the power? Do you distribute the power to the individual in a self-government system, in a democratic republic? Or do you distribute the power to a centralized group that then determines how you will live your life? And ultimately, in the second situation, you end up becoming the source of evil, the government. And isn't that what is really at the spine of this news organization? Isn't that what is the guts of InfoWars? Isn't that the soul of this audience? The U.S. government, as it stands, is the highest level evil entity on the planet. It is the most destructive interference in your life. And you'd think we, the people, all of us of this country, could at least agree on that. But, oh, it's kind of like with the vaccines, isn't it? Remember when Trump was the president in the latter months of 2020, and we had the first COVID-19 vaccine, and you had Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and other members of the Democrat Party and the liberal leftist elite establishment. And what did they tell you? Do not get Trump's vaccine. I will never take Trump's vaccine. Trump's vaccine is the worst. It'll kill you. Don't take Trump's vaccine. Okay. Let me just write that down. Okay. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, mainstream media, Democrat Party. Trump vaccine, bad. Do not ever take Trump vaccine. It'll kill you. Got it. Okay. Well, then what happened? As soon as Biden got into office, all of a sudden the vaccine was great. All of a sudden, the vaccine was spectacular. And it's so great, in fact, we should mandate it, even though we deny we mandated it, even though we did mandate it. That's how great it was. But the ingredients of the vaccine never changed. The manufacturers of the vaccine never changed. In fact, the vaccine itself, nothing changed at all. All that changed was that now Joe Biden was the president instead of Donald Trump. So now the vaccine is good. Now, it's that same logic that the left would have you believe about the U.S. government. Oh, when it's Bush, when it's Trump, their wars are bad. The U.S. government, the executive branch, evil when they're in charge. I wouldn't even disagree necessarily that it was evil when Bush was in. In fact, I would say probably in my life, the only non-full evil entity that was in the White House was Donald Trump. Not saying he was perfect. He made plenty of mistakes. The vaccine being one of them. But I believe that was a mistake by Donald Trump. Big difference. Oh, but now that Biden and the Democrats are in control, no big deal. The government's back to being the good guys. If it's Obama, the governments are the good guys. If it's Biden, the governments are the good guys. If Trump's in office, the vaccine is bad. If Biden is in office, the vaccine is good. So right there, you understand the logical fallacies, inconsistencies, and just straight up lies. But I didn't even mean to go off on that jag. It's just when I saw the Greg Reese special report on the Cloward and Piven, it's funny to hear anti-establishment leftists talking about how evil the government is. It's like, oh, yeah, here. Hi, I agree. Let's shut down the FBI and the CIA and the State Department. Well, no. We just need to run it. That's the problem. See, if you just put commies in charge, then everything will be better. What the hell? So, we do have a lot on this, though, because it's all over the news, including the mainstream news, that the truth about the Durham report is extremely ugly. The truth about the Durham report is that it was indeed the Obama administration and then members of the deep state, FBI, CIA, what have you. They are the ones that ran a coup. They ran a coup in 2016, and then they ran a coup again in 2020, censoring the Hunter Biden laptop story, just one of the instances. The impeachments against Donald Trump, it was all a coup. They're the ones running the coup. They're the ones running the insurrections. And now everybody knows it. Even liberal members of the media are now opening up and being honest about what was in the Durham report. Like Chuck Todd. So what does that mean? What does it mean that Joe Biden can't even open an umbrella, can't even walk upstairs, can't even ride a bike? He's in Japan embarrassing himself. And who is in charge of this man where he goes out on a bike ride and he's got that goofy helmet on? Okay, fine. Wear a bike helmet. Safety first, whatever. The point is, he rolls up on a bicycle in front of a media gaggle. Like, who organized this? And he's sitting there like a complete goofball, like a three-year-old kid with a bike helmet that's too big for him, like sliding off of his head on the bike that he can't even ride. He looks like a damn three-year-old. It's embarrassing. But I guess not nearly as embarrassing as the crimes his family has committed. Now, McCarthy is balking, I think, saying the FBI is getting ready to charge. The FBI is getting ready to go after Biden. Why do you do this, McCarthy? Why do you do this? You're like 1 for 100 as Speaker of the House. I mean, you are a miserable failure so far as Speaker of the House. And then you actually finally do something last week, holding that press conference, making some strong statements, and then you follow that up by claiming that the FBI is finally going to do something right. Oh, jeez. And that's on. You just lost all the ground that you gained, and you go right back to zero, bottom of the barrel. Ineffective, inept, incompetent, pathetic, potentially even corrupt. Now, speaking of corruption, it's how it all works. Jeffrey Epstein appeared to blackmail Bill Gates over his affair with a Russian bridge player. Whoa! Bill Gates, Russian bridge player? Bill Gates colluding with the Russians? Is anybody else blackmailing Bill Gates over his Russian affairs? Is this why his wife eventually left him? We'll have more on that. More on the Durham report. They're telling you the big story is the debt ceiling today. Okay, sure. The clown debt, the clown currency. Yep, that's what you should be concerned about. The clown currency that they're just going to honk into oblivion. Some news out of Ukraine. The American left is now more racist. This is the most racist the American left has been since they were wearing white hoods. And, oh my gosh, what the left is wanting to do to children now, what the Democrats want to do to children, calling them trans kids. Yeah, you won't even believe this. All of that and more coming up today on The Alex Jones Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Satanic globalists. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. That goes for us, too. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. That used to be the United States of America, but they got us in their clutches now, don't they? Last night, I did a classic talk radio format transmission with callers discussing a single topic, which was, who is your front runner for 2024, with the ultimate backdrop being the understanding that the establishment, the deep state, is already getting their ducks in a row to select and to put in their own candidate, which is obviously not Donald Trump. And so there's more on this today and yesterday. And I got to tell you, it's a surreal thing, because I've been broadcasting for over 10 years, and when you see something in the news and you take it to your broadcast, that's part of the process. Well, now it seems like everywhere I turn, every station, every radio station, every internet show, what have you, it seems that now their narratives, their talking points are pulled right from InfoWars. Now, I have no way of knowing whether they're actually getting the talking points or their narratives from InfoWars, if they're listening to us or not, but it would be hard to believe if they're not, but that would be even better news that they're getting it for themselves. I mean, it's everywhere I go. It's like every guest on the Tim Pool show. It's guests that they have on Fox News. I can just tell the Fox executives probably clinching their... You know what, when these guests go on the air, like what happened on Fox News. Former Deputy National Security Advisor claims FBI, CIA, and DOJ will rig 2024 presidential election after successfully rigging 2016 and 2020 elections. Now, this is former Deputy National Security Advisor under Donald Trump, Katie McFarland. She was on with Maria Bartiromo. And she was discussing the Durham report, amongst other things. And she's alleging that the Justice Department, the FBI, and the CIA are planning a coup for the 2024 presidential election. Now, this is already ongoing. This is already ongoing with all of the political persecution of Donald Trump supporters, the continued political persecution of Donald Trump himself. And, you know, we tend to forget. Sure, we'll ask, how many federal agents were on the ground on January 6th provocateuring events? It's like we found out in the fake plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. You say, well, how many FBI agents were a part of that plot? And it turned out of the 20 people involved, 17 of them were feds. And then the three guys that weren't feds that got entrapped in this scheme, clearly orchestrated and run by Democrats, 17 FBI agents set up three men, and they get arrested. So we understand, oh, okay, they put people out in the field, they run entrapment schemes, they run provocateur schemes, they've got field agents running all kinds of shenanigans whenever there's big events like this, but we tend to forget Operation Mockingbird. We tend to forget Operation Mockingbird, highlighted in the JFK files, where the CIA and the FBI had their people in the media telling you the false narrative. But now we forget. Is it insane to wonder how many federal agents might be on television every day posing as newscasters? Is that crazy? Have I lost my mind? Because the media is every bit a part of this coup against the American people and Donald Trump, and every bit a part of this coup against our elections to rig elections. So am I crazy to think, if former national security advisors are warning about the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ rigging elections, and I already know that the mainstream media likes to lie in regards to elections as well, well, when do we start asking the question, how many members of the media are actually federal agents? Or have I completely lost my mind? Or does Operation Mockingbird not even exist? Or did the revelations in the JFK files talking about their operatives in the media just not exist? Thank God for Maria Bartiromo. Her Sunday morning show breaks news almost every week now. I wonder if there'll be a new lawsuit that gets her off the air like they did to Tucker Carlson. And then there's RFK, and I'm just going to be short on time here. Robert Kennedy Jr. on Durham Report. The report is appalling. You have 50 top-level CIA agents who agree to collaborate in a project to fix the election. Here's presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
The Democrats don't like, and the mainstream media is not really talking about the Durham Report. But yeah. For me, because I've been concerned for so many years about, about the CIA's illegal propagandizing American people, which it's not legally allowed to do, that report is appalling. And it's not just the report and the guy who did it, which you can say, okay, you know, he has some motive or whatever, but, you know, it's the transcripts of the conversations that the CIA and FBI agents were having where they were acknowledging that what they were doing was wrong, that it had no basis. And so you have the CIA coming in, 50 CIA, top-level CIA agents who agree to collaborate in a project to fix an election. Yeah. And to discredit one of the candidates. And, you know, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't think he was a good president. But people are allowed to disagree with that. And I can be friends with people who don't agree with me. And I can listen to their point of view. And, you know, we need to apply rules across the board.
Yeah, well,
we can't just say it's okay to shut up Donald Trump. It's okay for CIA agents to, you know, to fix an election against him.
Yeah, exactly. It's unbelievable how many people have this binary thinking, because I'll say something about this, like how horrible this whole, you know, Russian investigation was, and people would be like, oh, so you love Donald Trump?
Yeah.
And like, no, I think Donald Trump was a horrible president on many fronts. I think I will never forgive Donald Trump for funding the Saudi war in Yemen. I will never forgive Donald Trump for blowing up budgets in the reckless way that he did, and I will never forgive him for keeping Fauci as the head of the task force through all of 2020.
Or however, locking down the whole country?
Yeah, and supporting it, at least, as the governors were doing it. However, I can also look at the information here and go, look, it's pretty clear that this was a frame job. And what you have here is the intelligence agencies framing the sitting president of the United States for treason.
Now let's come back and unpack that on the other side. And there's one thing missing here. There's one thing missing here. I'll explain on the other side.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, one thing I like about RFK that he may even have an edge on Trump is he's an honest man. Now, I'm not saying Trump is a bona fide liar, but he has lied to us specifically about the vaccines, and so that's not something I forget or take lightly. Now, again, I'm not a purist, and it's a very complex thing weighing potential political candidates, presidential candidates, in my view. And while I might disagree with Robert Kennedy Jr. on a lot of things, having an honest man is extremely important and maybe in some regards more important than policy. I think there's a balance there. But I want to go back to this clip for a second because I want to highlight something and unpack something. And I see this trend all the time, and I call it out all the time as well. It's kind of like the Elon Musk interview that went viral last week on CNBC when the guy says, well, don't you think that people will get upset if you say something negative about George Soros? Or if you say something negative about trans kids? And Musk just kind of sits there like indifferent, like, what is this? What is this interview here? Because it's this implication, it's this overarching implication that somehow having a conservative view or maybe having a right-wing view on something or even a centrist view at this point is somehow controversial and somehow everyone will disagree with you when really the exact opposite is true. But let's say Elon Musk came out and said, I think abortion is great. Do you think the CNBC interviewer would have said, you know, you said you like abortion. Don't you think that would anger people? No, he wouldn't say that because you're just supposed to accept that left-wing ideologies and left-wing policies are popular when they're not. So you can say all kinds of liberal BS. You can talk about chopping off kids' genitals. You can talk about aborting your children. You can talk about all this other crap. And nobody in the media will sit there and say, do you maybe think you shouldn't say that because you might upset some people? But, oh, you mentioned how George Soros is funding all these prosecuting attorneys and completely overwhelming the justice system, and you say you don't like it. All of a sudden, that's controversial, and maybe you shouldn't say that. So it's this implication, this applied understanding that somehow the left-wing ideology and the left-wing worldview is the consistent one that we should all be thinking about, and it's the center of all of our ideologies and beliefs, and everything stems from that, and anything against that nucleus is just wrong and controversial. So it's the same thing here in this RFK interview, and I want to unpack this. It's the same thing. So, oh, Elon Musk says something about George Soros. Oh, that's controversial. People are going to be upset with you. But if he said he loves to chop up kids' genitals or he loves to abort babies, they wouldn't have asked that. It wouldn't have been controversial. It would have been great. They would have celebrated it. That's propaganda right there. That's propaganda right there. And see, Elon Musk is smart. He knows it. That's why he doesn't even blink during that interview. But let me show you another example of this in the RFK interview. Now, I have no problem with RFK saying Trump is a bad president. I have no problem with the host of the interview saying Trump was a bad president. But I want you to listen to it again, and I want you to hear exactly what I'm talking about. So here they are saying why they don't like Trump. But let's watch this again and listen to this again. And let's ask the obvious question here, which is, why are you scolding Trump for that? Here it is.
I don't like Donald Trump. I don't think he was a good president. But people are allowed to disagree with that. And I can be friends with people who don't agree with me. And I can listen to their point of view. And, you know, we need to apply rules across the board.
Yeah, well, I completely agree.
We can't just say it's okay to shut up Donald Trump. It's okay for CIA agents to fix an election against him.
Yeah, exactly. It's unbelievable how many people have this binary thinking, because I'll say something about this, like how horrible this whole Russian investigation was, and people would be like, oh, so you love Donald Trump?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I think Donald Trump was a horrible president on many fronts. I think I will never forgive Donald Trump for funding the Saudi war in Yemen. I will never forgive Donald Trump for blowing up budgets in the reckless way that he did, and I will never forgive him for keeping Fauci as the head of the task force.
Okay, pause it right here. Okay, fair criticism of Donald Trump. Totally fair. I'm sorry, what was the host's name again? I was trying to listen, guys. What was it? Dave Smith. So I have no problem with Dave Smith's analysis there. But you see, the same assumptions are happening there in that interview that happened in the CNBC interview. Donald Trump funding the Yemen-Saudi Arabia war. That's been going on for decades. That's been going on long before Donald Trump ever got into office. Ask Obama about that. The atrocities going on in Yemen are decades old. Now, I'm not defending Donald Trump trying to win favor with the Saudis by supporting them. But see, it's the same thing. All the other politicians, candidates, you can fund Saudi Arabia forever. They can destroy Yemen forever. But Donald Trump is the problem. Donald Trump is the problem. Donald Trump blowing up the budgets. You're absolutely right. Donald Trump definitely blew up the budgets. Cannot deny it. So did every other single president before him. Does that make it right? No. But did the other presidents get the same criticism? How about Anthony Fauci? Anthony Fauci has been in the U.S. government for what, 4 decades? 5 decades? The major AIDS scandal that they made a movie about, Dallas Buyers Club? Yeah, you know the bad guy in the movie Dallas Buyers Club that killed all those gay men? That was Anthony Fauci. So yeah, was Donald Trump wrong to put Fauci in charge? Absolutely. Is that a fair criticism of Donald Trump? Yes. But again, where is all the criticism of Fauci? He's been in government for 50 frickin' years. But now Trump is the bad guy because he put Fauci in the government, even though he's been there for 50 years, including the massive AIDS scandal. So you see, it's the same thing. It's like, oh, wow, you say something bad about George Soros. Oh, boy, people are going to be really upset about that. But hey, you say something positive about trans kids or abortion or something like that? Hey, no controversy there. We don't need to worry about your potential customers or clients worrying about that, right? Because everybody loves that. It's the same thing. Oh, Donald Trump funded the Saudi-Yemen war. Oh, so did everyone before him. Oh, Donald Trump blew up the budget. So did everybody before him. Oh, Donald Trump put Fauci in the government. He was already in government for 5 decades. So it's like this weird thing. It's like anything on the right wing, anything conservative, anything Republican, is just already bad, even if it's been going on long before they were in, even though if it's actually populist to say George Soros is a problem. No, if you don't have the establishment left-wing view, then somehow you're criticized. Or if you come into office and do the exact same thing every president before you has done, but your name is Donald Trump, you're the one to blame. Now, again, the interview there, I think, is powerful. Everything he says is accurate. I'm not denying it. Here's what's missing. From Ben Weingarten, Real Clear Investigations. The Durham report indicts the deep state and the media. Yeah, except here's the problem. Nobody's been indicted. See, that's the problem. Nobody's been indicted. Everybody knows it happened. Everybody knows the media lied to us. The media at this point should know that they were lied to by the intelligence agencies, or maybe they're a part of them. And yet, no indictments, no charges. So you see, it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. Well, because they were going against Donald Trump, because they were going against the American right, because they were going up against the Republican Party and conservative values, it's okay, we don't need any indictments. I don't even know how to properly lay out this phenomenon. I don't know if there's even a word for it. I mean, propaganda is what it is, but it's like, is it Stockholm Syndrome that we just assume we should just, everything should stem from the left wing, even though the populist movement is clearly on the right wing here?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Biden, do you believe that? No, I don't. For a second. Maybe we'll open up the lines on that later here on the Alex Jones Show. By the way, you know, I'm going to be hosting three shows today. The Alex Jones Show right now, the InfoWars War Room at 3 p.m., and then Owen Schroyer Live on Rumble later this evening. And so when I know I have to do three shows, my go-to, Turbo Force Plus, from InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, 25% off right now. 25% off Turbo Force Plus. Now, let me just speak to energy drink consumers. Most likely, most of the energy drinks out there, I've looked into it. I'm a bit of a caffeine addict these days. I just embrace it. Most of the energy drinks out there have the high fructose corn syrup loaded with processed sugars, or, quite frankly, tastes like battery acid. And so, not really into that. I don't have to worry about that with Turbo Force Plus, and I get 10 hours of clean energy instead of maybe an hour or two burst that you might get from the energy drinks. Turbo Force Plus, when I know I've got to do three shows in a day, Turbo Force Plus is my go-to. And you may notice, if you're a regular listener here to InfoWars, callers, and we may see this phenomenon again today if we open up the phone lines, callers will call in and they'll talk about how much they love Turbo Force Plus. Specifically, airline pilots, specifically truckers driving 16, 18 hours on the road a day,
So this is the real deal, folks. When you need an energy supplement, when you're looking for 10 hours of clean energy to get you through the day, a big project, a big exam, what have you, TurboForce Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, the flavor is great. The ingredients are great. And you're supporting InfoWars in the process. And my guess is, you know, I haven't really done the math on this. I'd have to do a little logistics. But my guess is you're probably, if you drink energy drinks for energy, if you replace that with TurboForce Plus, you're probably going to save a bunch of money too. Because you know those energy drinks are coming in like $2, $3, $4, $5 a can. And, I mean, there's at least, I believe, 30 scoops in the TurboForce Plus. I'd have to look at the canister. I'm sure there's one lying around here somewhere. But, I mean, my canister, I've been using it. It's not empty yet. So, it's the real deal. InfoWarsStore.com, TurboForce Plus, 10 hours of clean energy, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, maybe we'll do an update on that later. We'll see. I mean, that's all right. The guys are bringing me a canister. Here, go ahead and just toss it over here. Give me a Tom Brady toss. There it comes. Touchdown. Let's see what we got here. Dang, you know, it's only, I can't even believe that, only 15 servings per container. I feel like I've gotten more out of that. But still, cheaper, healthier, and more efficient than energy drinks. But, I mean, talk about an optical illusion. I thought there were double as many in here. That just shows you how well it works. All right, where are you at here? If I land it over here, I could probably take out that whole stack of supplements right now with one toss. I won't do it. Crew would have to clean it up. Here we go. There you go. All right. Let's get back to business now. TurboForce Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. 15 servings. I thought it was 30, so that just shows you how great it is. All right. Biden gets low ratings on economy, guns, immigration in AP NORC poll. You know, I got to tell you, too, I'm not like somebody that likes to eavesdrop per se, but when you work in radio and media, you develop a very keen sense of sound because, well, you can imagine. I mean, I've got my earpiece in my ear. I'm listening to the crew talking to me. Sometimes I'm listening to clips. Sometimes you're talking while doing all of this. You know, sometimes you're on the phone and you need to listen to something. So I've got a very keen sense. And it's like everywhere I go, if I hear somebody talking politics, it's how bad Biden is, how bad the country has been since he got into office. And these don't sound like Trump supporters, by the way. These sound like politically indifferent or apathetic people that are just looking at the neutrally observable fact that life in America has gotten worse under Joe Biden. But hey, 700 gajillion votes and most popular president of all time, but low ratings on pretty much every important indicator in a presidential election cycle. Economy, immigration, security, he's pulling extremely low. But hey, when he gets that nomination from the popular RFK Jr., and then he beats Donald Trump without even having to campaign, with the perfect amount of votes showing up at the exact right time before the buzzer, you better not ask any questions, you better not execute your First Amendment right, or you're going down at the hands of the U.S. government. And I've got other news on that as well, folks. I'm telling you, it's not properly understood the evil wickedness that is the Democrat Party. And, you know, I've decided, because I don't want to be labeled a Republican, I'm not a Republican. I lean Republican. I'm a Republican voter because their policies are obviously best for the country. But there tends to be this thing where if you say negative things about the Democrat Party, people just assume that means you think positively about the Republican Party, when that's not the case. But no, the Democrat Party needs to be understood by the American people as some of the worst political movements in the history of the world when it comes to targeting their political opposition, destroying their political opposition, imprisoning their political opposition, silencing their political opposition. And do I have to tell you where that all leads? But let's get back to the Biden news. Debt ceiling negotiations crumble. McCarthy and Biden to hold Sunday call as impasse intensifies. Can you imagine being on a phone call with Joe Biden? What do you think that is like? Can you imagine the confusion? So now today, on debt ceiling, Biden and McCarthy to meet Monday as negotiations keep working to resolve standoff. And then what is McCarthy's problem? McCarthy knows the Biden crime family. McCarthy knows Joe Biden is corrupt. And he just goes in there and has these clown debt ceiling meetings as if everything is cool, as if Joe Biden is the real president, the clown debt. What are we at, like $38 trillion in debt now? It's like $96,000 of debt per U.S. household. Oh, and see, now you know why they hate your cryptocurrency so much. I got news on that coming up. Majority of Americans believe Joe Biden committed impeachable offenses, poll shows. Rasmussen poll found 53% of Americans believe Joe Biden committed high crimes and misdemeanors since taking the White House in 2021. And now the T word is getting thrown around a lot, including from Donald Trump. And that is not something to be taken lightly. And I'll tell you that the T word is that's like Voldemort in D.C., folks. That's like Voldemort in D.C. You don't say the T word because they know that up and down the streets of Washington, D.C. in the Capitol building, treason gets committed every single day by these crooks. Every single day they're committing treason against you. Every single day they're committing treason against your Constitution and your Bill of Rights. But don't talk about it. Oh, don't talk about it. And people continue to ask. And by the way, it's not just left-wingers. It's not just David Hogg. There have been conservatives that this has happened to as well, like Laura Loomer. And by the way, I support David Hogg's right to free speech. But people ask me, they say, Owen, and they send me all these examples. They say, Owen, here's a bunch of other people doing exactly what you did, but actually theirs was even longer, and they even resisted the arrest. Yours was less time, and you cooperated with law enforcement. How come you're still in court every month for the disruption of Congress with Jerry Nadler that happened in December of 2019? Yeah, I'm in court every month, and going to be in court again in June. Say, Owen, why are you still in court dealing with this stuff? Everybody else that does this, they get either the case is tossed out or it's finished within the first court date. Why are you still dealing with it? Because I said the T word, folks. That's a no-go zone. You don't say the T word in the Capitol. You don't say the T word in front of these politicians. That's why I'm still being politically persecuted. Because I said it right to their face. And now Speaker McCarthy says FBI is ready to turn over damning document alleging criminal bribery scheme involving Joe Biden. And then the FBI tells him to pound sand. McCarthy, you're not that dumb, are you? McCarthy, you don't live under that illusion, do you? The FBI has been well aware of the Biden crime family for at least 4 years and has done nothing.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired.